discussing last week the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, the mitzvah of bringing in Shabbos early. So we first have to go back to the source of the din of Tosefes in general. That was the Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei Aleph, which is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara deduces that is the source of being Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh, that we see Bechnisaso Yitziyaso, not only to bring in Yom Kippur early, but also to extend Yom Kippur. So that's clearly a biblical law. Everyone brings it down. The Machokas Rishonim is what about Tosefes Shabbos and Yantuf? Now, no one makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yantuf if it's whether it's between Yom Kippur and everything else. So the Shita, so probably Rov Rishonim, and we'll call it the Or Zeruah Shita, in Hilchot Erev Shabbos Siman Yadalid, he points out that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of adding in Shabbos is a biblical mitzvah. That making Shabbos early is a mitzvah in our Torah, just like bringing in Yom Kippur early. And his source is, his proof is in the Gemara in Brachas and Afgav Zayin. It says, Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rav Davin early, and which he also, and the Gemara says, what about Kiddush? He made Kiddush early. So the Or Zeruah deduces, if Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, so and we can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush during the time of Tosefes Shabbos, that will lead one to conclude that Tosefes Shabbos is also a mitzvah in our Torah. So the Or Zeruah's proof is in the fact you can make do a mitzvah in our Torah during Tosefes Shabbos must prove that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is Daraisa. And others Rishonim say it's only Durabban, and perhaps the Rambam, we'll see, as we'll get to the Rambam in a minute, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Mordechai in the second parak of Megillah, I think a quote of Yosef Mivienna, who says that no, Tosefes Shabbos is Durabban, because he's talking about, that they talk about the question of whether you could do, well, the Gemara, well, the Poskim are talking about in general, could a katan do a mitzvah for a gadol, etc. So, and the Minchas Chinuch has a long discussion about whether it's Svira Sa'omer or whatever the case, it's someone who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Svira. So one of the issues is, could you do a mitzvah now, but you're not going to become chayiv until later, because your act done now could have been mitzvah later. So along one of its proofs to decide that maybe if a katan doesn't act, which was assuming he's chayav midrabanan, and he's rabbinically obligated, and he still gets there if it's biblical halacha, maybe so too. He brought a proof from here that we see from the Mordechai that even though Tosefes Shabbos is drabanan, but one's permitted to fulfill a mitzvah in our Torah. So we have the whole gamut. So we have Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is biblical according to everyone. Tosefes Shabbos, according to the Or Zeruah and Rov Rishonim, and the way we passed in, it's also Daraisa. Other Rishonim hold it's only Drabanan. And we have the Shita Sarambam, which doesn't say anything, so some assume at best he holds it's a mitzvah Drabanan. And others say there is no concept of Tosefes of Shabbos, of bringing in Shabbos early regarding Malacha. As you point out, even when the Rambam talks about the Halacha of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, he only talks about what soma was hanos. He only talks in terms of not eating. But he doesn't talk about the issue of malacha. And as we pointed out last week, the Rambam, his only other place he talks about Tosefes is in Perish HaMishnayis Tatainis. He talks about Tosefes Tisha B'Av. So clearly, the Rambam is learning this halacha in terms of adding to the fast day. But there is no concept, according to some say in the Rambam, there is no problem of you can't bring in Shabbos early in terms of malacha. In other words, Kiddush has nothing to do, but we pointed out, so according to the Rambam, if he holds, according to this understanding of the Rambam, so how could he, how does he deal with the Gemara and Brachas and Afgav Zayin? If there's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos, what was Rav doing? So we point out the Rambam himself really gives the answer without asking the question when he talks about regarding Tzvilas Aravis, that's not such a problem. The fact that you daven Ma'ariv while it's still yet day, because we passed in Tzvilas Aravis Rishus. We passed in the Yikra Din HaGemara that davening ma'ariv is only optional, and we just take it upon ourselves to something we do. But really, the ikkar, so therefore the Rambam writes, ein medaktik em bizmanam. We don't have to be so careful about davening ma'ariv before nighttime, because it's only a rishus. We don't have to do it in the first place. And secondly, what about Kiddush? Kiddush is a more serious problem. Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah. So on that, the Rambam also has a Kiddush, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not to make on Shabbos, it's to make Kiddush before Shabbos, in order to show the uniqueness of the day, so you praise the day. And in fact, the Rambam writes, so to Havdalah, you still can make Havdalah while it is Shabbos. Of course, you can't do Malacha until after Shabbos is over. But Shabbos is like the bookend, Kiddush and Havdalah, it shows the uniqueness of the day. So therefore, even if you hold the Rambam holds, there is no concept of Tosefes Shabbos, there is no problem davening ma'ariv early. That's a dinner all week long. And also there's no problem making Kiddush, because the mitzvah of Kiddush is nothing, is specifically like lighting candles. It's a din before Shabbos. So as and then they point out there's another shita, which you really can't, it could be a different shot in the Rambam, but not the way we're saying here. According to this, it seems to be there is no concept. You can't bring in malacha early. So therefore, you can, in theory, you can make Kiddush according to the Rambam, go ahead and still do all your turn on lights. We don't pass in that way. That's the Rambam Shita. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to make a distinction between Kiddush and Itzim Malacha. That we pointed out, Tosis and Ksuvis, Adavn and Zion, the Gemara talks about Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. You can't get married on Yontif, because you need exclusive Simcha. There's Simcha's Yontif, and the simcha for the wife. So therefore, simcha chasim, therefore they can't be mixed, so therefore we don't get no marriage on Yontif. So Gemara in Nizai and Suvis talked about a case that seemingly they got married on Yontif. So Tosis is, how could you get married on Yontif? So one of Tosis' answer is, you got married on Tosefes Yontif. You didn't get married on Yontif itself, you got married before Yontif. It was in the additional part. So we see, according to this chat in Tosis, that you're only taking in Yontif regarding the Issa Malacha. In other words, you could take in prohibited activities, that is actually doing a positive mitzvah that day, or we'll get to Matzah, or whatever Yontif we're talking about, that you might have to wait until nighttime. So we see there's a link between Kiddush and Issa Malacha. Now that's what the Rav pointed out. The Rambam seems to be saying it in a different context, where there are people who don't work all year round. They're retired. So how do you know? The fact they do nothing all year round, they do nothing on Shabbos, how do you know it's Shabbos? Right? What the Rambam says, you need a shvisa nikeres, you need a recognizable rest. How do you accomplish that? By making Kiddush. So we see Kiddush goes together with Issa Malacha. In fact, this could tie in, actually, I think the Rav pointed this out also, there's a famous machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. We know there's a mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos. There's a discussion on Yontif as well. We assume is that we only have to have three meals on Shabbos, not on Yontif, based on the Pasuk Hayom three times. So there's a discussion, what about women? Are women obligated in eating Shalosh Shittos? Are they also obligated in having three meals? So actually it comes out that everyone agrees they do have to, but it's the Machlokes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the reason? In fact, it's interesting, I think it's Rav Shlomo Kluger who says, since they argue on the reason, therefore women don't have to, which doesn't make any sense. Everyone agrees they have to, they're just arguing on what the reason is. But either way, so the luck is a woman has to have shalosh shittos, but this is as much as men have shalosh shittos. Yeah, this, you know, how you fulfill shalosh shittos, it's a separate discussion, but yeah, right, well, that's the lechatchila, one should wash the shalosh shittos as well.
Why would we think that women don't need shalosh?
Right, so, no, the question is right. So it's not just the question of Shalosh Shittos. The question is the mitzvah, it's Lecha Mishnah as well. In other words, the mitzvahs of the Shabbos are women, it's not limited specifically, as we'll see, to Shalosh Shittos, but the question is the mitzvahs of the day are women, the mitzvahs of Shabbos and the mitzvahs of Asay, are they obligated in? So how do we know, number one, is that it's a big Kiddush that a woman are obligated in Kiddush? In other words, the Lecha is, women, nashim, the Gemara says in Brachas and Achrafa Amid Beis, nashim chayavis bekiddush dvar Torah. In Minat Torah, biblically speaking, men and women are equal in terms of kiddush. They're both obligated Minat Torah in kiddush Friday night. What do you mean they're obligated? Last I checked, kiddush only happens on Shabbos or Yom Tov. that would make it a classical mitzvah asei shazman groma. That would make it a time-oriented mitzvah. So why should a woman be obligated? So you're right, except the Gemara says a hekesh is zachar v'shamar. We know it says in Parashas Yisro zachar v'shamar Shabbos. In Parashas V'eschanan it says shamar. So the Gemara makes a hekesh zachar v'shamar. Kosha yeshto v'shmira, yeshto v'zachir. Whoever is included in the prohibitions of Shmira Shabbos are obligated in the mitzvah of Zechira, Parshas of Kiddush. We have a similar halacha, same thing. How do we know woman achayev and matzah? Again, the halacha is woman leil Pesach achayev and matzah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Gemara makes a similar halacha, that whoever is, because the Isser of Chametz is right next to the mitzvah of eating matzah, whoever is included in the halachas of not eating Chametz are also included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. So similar. So what the Gemara just says about Kiddush. So Kiddush is clear. Women are chayav min haTorah in Kiddush just like men.
Equal
chayav. Right.
So the
Mikra
din, they could say Kiddush for men.
Right. So Mikra, women are, in fact, right. In theory, instead of buying a woman the Shabbos candy, should buy her a Kiddush cup, because Kiddush is the right candles is probably only the Rabbanim. But either way, obviously the minig is the man makes it, but make her adin, there's no question, a woman's home alone, she's chayav in Kiddush. Havdalah is a separate discussion, but Kiddush, she's clearly chayav. You know, it's a famous kasha, we'll see if we have to go into how could, if men, this famous kasha, the minchas cleanup, the dogon or Ravava, then if there's a problem, because according to the Rambam sheet, the Tosis of Pesachim quotes the Chayel al Yayin. One sheet in Tosis is it's a din daraisa. Not only is Kiddush daraisa, but Kiddush al Yayin is daraisa. So if that's the case, then there is no question. But we assume, like the Rambam, that really Kiddush min haTorah is Kiddush b'dvarim, is with words alone. And if the Magen Avraham takes the Rambam and says, if that's the case, there will one. So one daven is Friday night davening, Makadish HaShabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush. And again, the assumption is that a woman's not davening Ma'ariv. She is davening Ma'ariv, it's not a Shaila, so then they're equal. But assuming the man's davening and the wife or the woman didn't have a Ma'ariv, so when you come home from Shul, the man already fulfilled his mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush, the woman did not, so how could you have a man who's only obligated rabbinically make Kiddush for his wife or the other woman who did not dava Ma'ariv, and hence she's still chayav min haTorah. Which leads the Dog of Rava to conclude a woman should dava Ma'ariv Friday night, even if she doesn't daven all year round. Yes.
But if I make Kiddush and you haven't, I can't make Kiddush for you?
There's a Russian brachas which says there's no Arabist by Nusha, and then there's Rabbi Gevager. It depends how can we do it for them, and it works in one direction, the man can do it for the woman. But either way, there's some other answers. Number one is they quote from the Chasam Sofer that Yerachanami Yerai, one should have negative kavana in Shemona Esrei Friday night, meaning not in fulfilling. We usually are dreaming, so Todd, you have to make sure you have negative kavana. Not in Shemona Esrei, not for Tefillah, but in terms of have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. Therefore, you go home and you make Kiddush. Others say, you know, it works midin Arabic, but the Minchas Klina says it's not a Shaila. You don't fulfill your mitzvah Friday night in Kiddush, because the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, and no one disagrees, it says in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, you need Zechel Yitzias, and you need not only Ma'aseh Bereishis, not only talking about the creation of the world, but you also have to mention the Exodus from Egypt. And now our Kiddush Friday night, we do not mention it, which is the whole question. So the Be'er HaLacha tries to say maybe Smichas Gula with Tfilah, we mention, but they dress it. But the Mechus Pinach says you're not Yotze Kiddush. In the effort's not a problem, but the kash and the minchas pinach is like, what about yantav? Right. So the kash is on yantav we do. So then then the minchas pinach will have to interrupt yantav. But
because
you meant no, you have a separate discussion, right?
You can't make kiddush on Shabbos.
Right, Shabbos Yom Tov. Kiddush on Yom Tov, it's a Machal Parashas, it's a Rabbanan, it's a Machal, right. But that's, so then the Minchas Chinuch would have to answer that question. But either way, it's an issue they talk, but clear woman achayim in our Torah, and in fact, there's a whole literature on how a man could be mostly a wife if he already fulfilled his mitzvah in our Torah now. Some say when a woman lights a candle, she says different shvach, and therefore different praises, and that's good enough. And there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger only says that he's masufik about it, but he throws out, perhaps, this is the minhag ha'olam, that when you come home from shul Friday night, you say good Shabbos, and the wife says back good Shabbos, so perhaps... so perhaps... so perhaps... apparently, let me get it on the end, it's his birth. So he says, by one saying good Shabbos.
Don't you let the cat out.
Yeah, I try to keep that a secret.
So that's what he says, perhaps you yotze by saying good Shabbos, but even if he's not sure, because maybe that's not good enough, you need more. But that's the whole. But that's the whole discussion. But the bottom line is, it's clear: woman, if she's home alone, she has to make kiddush. It's not a question. She's chayav in our Torah.
Yeah, this happens to me all the time. I mean, I hear kiddush on the show. And
what, Friday night?
No, during the day.
That's
and then I invite guests, okay? And these are ladies. They haven't heard kiddush. Now, I make kiddush, but am I doing the wrong thing?
What, you think they're only women eating lunch? Is that the case? What?
Yeah. No, but I've already...
No, I know. You've already heard me saying that... Are you saying it's only a ladies' lunch, there's no man there? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So they have it. So that's a child number one. If woman are chayiv in kiddush at all, kiddush, there's no problem. I mean, you can make a borer pri agaf at any time. The bottom line is really all kiddush is Shabbos morning is a borer pri agaf.
So I'm
just, no, that's just minig. I'm saying the brisker kiddush is this borer pri agaf.
Is she fulfilling for them? Right? She yotze.
My question is, should I be making kiddush?
You mean are they capable of making their own, or someone else could say it?
Not quite. No.
Okay. Yes. Then. I mean, if there's no one, so that's. I mean, if you're the only one who could make the bracha, then you make it. I'm saying is, because Mashiach, anyway, if you're chayiv, then I'll the rabbis for other women, and then that's which is a discussion. But I'm saying in this case, I know, but what you're doing is you're making a bori pri agafen again, and you're going to drink wine, and
you should do that anyway.
No, but I'm saying is in general, let's say I can't make a shahako and you drink. The halach in general just doesn't apply to a biachas hanenin. In other words, I can't make a shahako for you. If I'm drinking also, then I could go ahead and you could listen to my bracha. So that's the whole discussion. The Shabbos morning kiddush does have a din of a biachas hamitzvah also, or just the biachas hanenin. That's why the brisk is a machmir that everyone has to drink from the kiddush cup Shabbos morning, because if it's a biachas hanenin, then you can't, one person can't. That's the whole issue with Birchas Eretzin and under the chuppah, that if that's Rav Chaim was mafid on that, because what happened was you make the rabbi, whoever, the Masad, the Kiddushin, makes the boy for your guffin, and the chassin and kala drink. So, so Rav Chaim used to, when no one used to spill little, no one was looking, and then he used to lick his finger and stuff, in order to make, he was, maker I did, we passed and it takes on a status of a birchas hamitzvah because it's birchas. But those many rabbanim are machmir that they take when no one's looking off the video. They take a little drink of the wine, just to be machmir for this. But that's the issue. So in terms of in terms of Shabbos, no, it's a shiloh with a woman achayiv at all in the kiddush period.
I thought you said
no shiloh. No, it's Friday. Friday night, it's clear the chayiv min haTorah in kiddush.
Oh, but Shabbos day.
Shabbos morning is the whole kiddush for us is only midrabanan. Even for men, it's only midrabanan. It's a question whether women are chayiv in it. You guys think because yeah.
No, I think that you drink when you make kiddush for Shabbos, you drink.
Yeah, but again, I'm doing.
I know, but you drink, and then you can give everyone else. To
correct.
Right.
The fact is, I've been drinking already. I've already had wine
in shul. I know, but you're saying no one else knows how to make kiddush. You're saying no one else can make a boy for your guffin.
Does arvus work for women?
That's part of the question. Yeah. And what's the difference? She's just making another boy for your guffin anyway. So if they yose, they yose. If they're not, they're not. In other words, what's the harm of her making a boy for your guffin? So if they're not yotzei kiddush, they're not yotzei kiddush.
But
she's not doing anything wrong. She's baking a bori pri agafen. It's a shiloh anyway. First of all, anyway, there's some who hold anyway. Forget about women. For men, let's say you have Kiddush and Shul, but we pass in Kiddush for Makam Suda. You have to make. So therefore, so Mikir Adin, if you have an. It could be you're not even Yossi, you Kiddush and Shul, you have to eat something. You have to have, you have to eat enough of Mizonis to be Yossi Kiddush. Many people don't. So in the morning, but if you have that, the Mikir Adin, you Yossi, you could come home without Kiddush. But the Grush Issa was. You have to come home anyway and make Kiddush. You need over Lechem. It has to be over Challah. So the Kiddush ensures it helps you to matzi you to eat, but doesn't help you to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. And you have to go home and make Kiddush again anyway.
So we have to do
that. Well, no, I'm saying, I'm just saying, forget about even women. I'm saying, if I make Kiddush in Shul, I could go home and just go right to my Hamotzi if I want to do. However, the Vilna Gaon Shita was to make Kiddush. There's no harm in making another Kiddush because to fulfill Kiddush from Makam Suda that you need, when you come home Shabbos morning. So anyway...
So there is a mitzvah of making Kiddush in your home.
Right. Yeah,
so you have to do that anyway.
No, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush from Makam Suda, which means Kiddush in the place you're having your meal. So the question is, regarding this mitzvah of Kiddush, what constitutes a meal? So we assume if you have enough of a cake, or mizonas, and you're making ala mechia, that's enough, meyikar adin. But many have a custom anyway, because other, the Vilna Gaon's opinion, and others say, to fulfill Kiddush and welcome to, you need actual bread, so people go home anyway, and they make another Kiddush. I'm just saying is, so there's many, that if you're making bar mitzvah and you're drinking the wine, so there's no harm done, and especially, there's no other choice anyway. Obviously, if someone else can make Kiddush, and they should let them make the Kiddush for everyone if they didn't, but they can, so... And
ask you something.
Everybody can, though, right? Because you can, in theory, you can read it in English or something. Okay, everybody can make Kiddush.
No, if you have a transliterated theater.
And some people are uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
When you said before, I'm going to take you a little bit back. So then they said, in that case, we got out of it by saying it wasn't talking about Yom Tov, it was talking about Tosefta.
That was one answer, right?
So according to that answer, well, isn't Tosefta's Yom Tov like now like Yom Tov? So don't you still have the same problem of Marvin Simple.
No, he's saying that's what this answer in Tos is saying is, well, I'm gonna get into this tomorrow, but he's saying it, Tosefis Yontif HaShabbos is only, the most you could do is take in the Issa Malacha. So it's almost, we'll see, maybe it's like a Nedda, we'll see how it works, but you're taking it upon yourself not to do Malacha, but in terms of doing any Mitzvah Hayom.
Aren't we saying this is now the Azman of Yom Tov?
No, but
in which case you haven't really solved the issue.
No, that's two days in Tosafot. That depends on, those are the 2 days in Tosafot. One opinion says, no, I think maybe they just had the wedding, but the Suda they're having later. In other words, that's 2 days in that Tosafot, whether that's a good answer or not. But that's the issue, and that's what we'll get to. What is the nature of Tosefta Shabbat to Yom Tov? This getting back here. So Kiddush, everyone agrees a woman is chayavin. But what about Lechem Mishnah, Shalosh Shittos? So the question is, how far do you take the drasha called Sheyeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira? So the Ran writes that women are chayavin Shalosh Shittos. You know why? Same reason. Zocha B'Shamar called Sheyeshnu B'Shmira. So he who warrants is not limited to Kiddush, but all the mitzvahs hayom. And Rabbein Otam disagrees. Rabbein Otam says, no. Yeshnu B'Shmira, that's only Kiddush. The only thing a woman is chayav in is Kiddush. Why is she chayav in Shalosh Shittos or Lechem Mishnah? You have to come on to a totally different reason. Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. That since the woman was also involved in the miracle of the man, we know it's brought up in the Gemara 3 times, that a woman is chayav in lighting Hanukkah candles, listening to the Megillah to Esther and drinking the Dalal Kosis, because they were also involved in the miracle. So Rabbi Tam takes this and says, so too the Shalosh Shittos and the Lechem Mishnah. That's the Zecha Laman. We do it to remember the miracle of the man. The woman benefited from the man as well. And therefore the Ran, so the Rav pointed out, it's a fundamental machlokas, the Ran and Rabbi Tam, how far this drasha kosher yeshnu b'shmira Yeshua B'Zechira goes. The Ran learns it on all Mitzvahs Hayom, and Rabbein Otam says it only goes on Kiddush. And that's what the Rav pointed, according to Rabbein Otam, it fits in what we were saying before, that we see, it's Dafka Kiddush and the Yisra Malacha go together. That's the way Rabbein Otam learns that. is something about Kiddush and all the other mitzvahs, Rabbi Yochanan has to come up to another reason of asking how you both are made. But that ties in with the link between Kiddush and the Yisim Malacha.
It's hard to accept that, because why don't you... Because if you're talking about, so then by Purim they should keep all the mitzvahs of Purim, by Hanukkah they should keep all the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, which we don't say, right? We only talk about those particular mitzvahs.
No, but here I say we're saying this. No, by Mun that is the miracle. So we're talking about by the Mun, we're saying the miracle of the Mun is Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Siddur. That's what we're saying. I'm paying by those specific things. We're not extending it. No, but that's the question anyway. No, because Hanukkah is a Shiloh and Nashim with Hallel and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But saying,
how about the first two
Siddur? Well, you're saying Shiloh Manas and all that?
How about the first two suddas? Why are we only focusing on
that? Some say that's the question, whether it's all three. The question is, there are different. Some say the first two are based on on the Gemara Masechta, on the din of Onig Shabbos, Onig Yontif. There's a chiyuv to have a suda. In other words, some Rishonim write in the Gemara of Arei Masechta that there's an obligation to have one meal, two meals are the norm, because we have two meals every day, so they learn it out from a different source. Shalosh Siddur, they learn out from Afein Hayu. That's based on the regular din of Onig Shabbos or Onig Yontif. But that's a separate discussion in terms of it. It could be on all three meals even. I mean, there are other, if it's just based on that, there are other reasons to obligate a woman based on a suda, based on that discussion. But you're right. But Raj, you had a question?
He just had a point.
Yeah, the Hara?
Yeah. He was mentioning the other way of learning Afein Hayu versus the legs. One way is that they were in the nest. The other way is that they were integral factors in the nest.
By the other thing? By the man also?
No, that was his point.
You mean that's
there's two ways of learning Afein Hayu versus the
legs. Right, you mean the Rashi Tosis, you mean that, or are you saying... whether they were the Iker or whether they were the Tosel?
Right,
the Tosis and Megillah.
I don't remember any name, but the fact is, all he just said to me, for those three, they were instrumental in this. I don't know what to say what.
Even though that's the Kash, that's the Russian of Afein implies there was throw-in. So right. Tosis, what do you mean, throw-in?
Right.
They were the Iker.
Right.
You had Esther, you had Yehudis, you had the Nashim Sidkanias, yeah.
Right, so that was the point. How do you say Afein Hayu? So Tosis knows that?
Yeah, so it's Torah, right, so it's called...
It's the Beit HaTam. Right? Because the Beit HaTam is not standing in connected to the other sheet of Tosis. So that was the point. It says that in Afein Hayu goes to Nes,
so you say to the Ran, I said the Ran didn't want to come on. The Ran doesn't have to come on to it because of Kosh Yishtah, but he says the Ran, maybe other Shem wouldn't be able to use the reason, assuming you don't hold for the Ran's reason.
Yeah, that's interesting, because
Tosus
will hold that,
and
Rabbeinu Tam will use the Dapim Hayu to include those Shal Shus. Except in Hanukkah, we were not.
Yeah,
we were.
You were.
I mean, women were not instrumental in Hanukkah, correct?
You were.
So, I beg your pardon?
No, the argument is...
Where did I forget?
So they chopped off the soldiers.
I understand, and we're
you heard, you're right, they called you Yehudit.
And we're still supposed to light the Hanukkah candles.
I'm saying,
so
you are a woman, you were involved.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Women were involved at the miracle. They said Yehudit cut off the soldiers.
Oh, okay.
That's what he quotes that, but he says, and he gives the example, Esther Yehudit and the Nashim Sidkanias.
But which coast?
Is it on Daf Dalet, I think. And it's the right on the circuit there. Nashim Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Nashim. The right. So over there, it quotes Rashi and.
Then he
has Rabbi Yosef Ishu Shalayim. He quotes at the end. That gets into a separate issue of Afein, whether you only apply it to a mitzvah derabanan, or could you extend it also to a mitzvah deraita? Which also would be another nafkamina if you according to Iran, perhaps then Shalosh Shittis and all these things are deraita. Assuming that depends how you learn. But if you're assuming you're taking Zalka V'Shomer and extending it to everything, that's the Rambam Shita by Havdalah. After the Rambam Shita is Havdalah, is the right, because it's the whole source is Zalka V'Shomer. So perhaps one could argue then, Lecha Mishnah Shalosh Shittis are also the right. If you're claiming Afein, then the most it could be is it's your abundance, according to, it's a different day. But we assume Pashas Afein to Din. But that's Tosus Kasha. In Megillah, why do you have to come on to the reason of the Hekesh Amatza to say simply Afein? So the one answer is because Afein only tells you Midrabanan that a woman would be Chayiv in Matza. I need the hekesh.
I hear your words. I don't really understand how that works.
In the,
why does Asan tell you?
No, he's saying the question. Tell us if they ask over the Megillah. Why do we have to come on to the reason? Why do we need the reason of the Gemara that women are obligated in matzah based on the connection between the hekesh? Just say simply, they were women were also once free from Mitzrayah. They were also involved in the miracle.
Why does that only tell you the?
No, so tell us his answer. One answer he gives is no. The principle of Ahain only works at a rabbinic level. So all I would know then is a woman is obligated to eat matzah midrabanan. He's just giving a reason, he's not explaining why. Tosis himself argues, but I'm saying he writes, Ahpeno is only limited to mitzvahs drabanan. Right, so therefore, if you weren't with this, then Shalosh should it, and... Right, so therefore that's what the Rebbe points out, that according to Reino Tam, he only limits Zachar and Shamar only to Kiddush, and therefore that you find this connection specifically of Kiddush and Ishna Malacha, that was the question. When you bring in Yontif or Shabbos early, what actually happens? You just don't do, you're abstaining from Malacha, you're abstaining from doing prohibited activities, or do you actually bring in, is no different, it takes on, transforms the day. So we pointed out, Minas Kamina, so there's a famous Machlokes, Taz and Marshal, in terms of, the Taz holds that becomes Laila Mamish, when you do Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, therefore there's no difference then between Shabbos proper, that is Shabbos or Yontif proper.
Doesn't help you.
And the Marshal says no. It only regarding the Yitzhak Malacha, but you can't do the mitzvahs of Yom. So for instance, the first one to have is over the Suda, which happens many times, tomorrow night. If you bring Shabbos in early, and if you got to get home very early, if you make real, early Shabbos, you come home and you have a quick meal, sometimes you can finish your meal before sunset, and even before whatever, before Seif. In other words, so the question is, is it okay, can I finish my meal, do I have to eat another kezias of bread, let's say 9:45, whatever the time is. So the Torah says, no, whatever you finish, because that's no difference. When you took in Shabbos, it became Laila, and therefore, whatever you did is fine. The Marashal says, no, you have to eat the Kezayis. So again, to Lechatchila, we try to, have another Kezayis of bread. But according to the Taz, you Yotze. Another Naskim, it would be, is, let's say, Shavuos we just had. Could we know our minig is not to bring in Shavuos early. But why not? Why can't we bring in Shavuos early? So, according to the Taz, why you can't? Because if you brought in Shavuos early, you'd be taking away the Tamimis. In other words, it's halacha, you want to have a full 49-50 days. So, since you're transforming it into Laila, you'd be cutting off the Tamimis. So according to the Taz, you could make it early. According to the Marashal, big deal. Of course you can make it early, because it doesn't change. It's still not Laila until, that would be another Naftami. Right, because Sukkot is early. So, what they talk about is Shemini Atzeret. We couldn't. Sukkot we can. It's only for technical reasons that we compare. We have Tetzvav, that we compare Pesach, Sukkot, Leil Sukkot to Leil Pesach. And just like Leil Pesach, we wait until nighttime. So the many other side reasons why you can't bring it in, but fundamentally, if you don't have any of those technical reasons, you can.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I used such an example because I thought it would lack those.
Right, so I'm saying, so Shemini Atzeret is the question. Why? What issue is Shemini Atzeret? Because Shemini Atzeret is the eighth day. So we know, so again, so the, well, what the halacha, the people are different in Hagim, but what the halacha is you sit in the sukkah without a bracha. So the problem is like this. So if you make Shemini Atzeret early, so it's still, it's still day after, it's still really Hoshana Rabbah. So it's still the seventh day of Sukkot, where you chayiv in Sukkah. So the child is then, so according to the Taz, once you bring in Shemini Atzeret early, so that's it. Shemini Atzeret is here, it's Laila, no problem, you could make Shemini Atzeret early. But according to the Marashal, you have a problem, because if you sit in the sukkah, you'll be chayiv in a leishei basukkah. But you can't make a leishei basukkah, it's a zilzo of Shemini Atzeret. So therefore, our meaning is to wait, like the Marashal, we wait until Laila Mamish, because to be kosher to the Shita of Marashal. That according to him, it would still be daytime, so you'd be chayiv in a leishei basukkah, So if you made a Reish Shabbat Sukkah, you'll be insulting Shmini Atzeret, so to speak. So therefore, we wait. There's another interesting Taz, which actually fits in, really I would think it was against the Taz, but the Taz writes a case on Rosh Hashanah, where someone, there was 2 days, it was Thursday and Friday with Rosh Hashanah, they couldn't find the chauffeur. So, number one, it's a general shaila whether Yontov Sheni you could bring in early or not. That's another major, it's a machlokas achronim on bringing in, as it's called of Shlomo Zalman, someone asked of Shlomo Zalman Orabach, could you bring in Yontov Sheni early? He says, Lamalo. But, you know, somebody thought, because many people, you know, it's a major machlokas achronim, but, you know, people, well, you know, your own Mora Da'asa would decide for your own town. But either way, so the halacha is, So it's Thursday and Friday. So what happened was they couldn't find the chauffeur. That was it. Oh, and it's Rachmana Patra. What could you do? They you know, you don't have a chauffeur. What are you going to do? So you're not going to hear a chauffeur. And then they took him. They wanted to do the mitzvah Tosevish. They brought in Shabbos early while it was still yet day. And what happened was, let's assume 8 o'clock was sunset. They brought in 6:30. So now at 7 o'clock, they found the chauffeur. The shaila was, do we blow shofar or not? So the Taz writes, it's not really a theory, obviously it's the Taz himself, but one would have thought it would have been better, but the Taz himself writes, go ahead and blow the shofar. But he says, why is the difference? Because he says, your Kabbalah Shabbos early was a din betos, it was done after the Gemara talks about if you're Makabalah Shabbos, you think it's nighttime and it's really day, so it's not binding. So he claims it was a Makabel Shabbos by mistake. So it's not binding. You know, that's how some people work.
What, by mistake? He deliberately.
If you would have known, you would have found the chauffeur. You never would have accepted Shabbos. That's what he's saying. That's what he means by mistake. You knew you were actually taking in Shabbos, but you didn't think you were going to find the chauffeur. So, and because that's the whole discussion of how does Tosefta Shabbos work? Because some of the Lavush that doesn't work, me didn't add there.
I just have to interject one second.
Mincha,
what? Yeah, for Mincha.
Yeah.
We only have 8 men.
I could try to.
That's a 2 we could probably pull off.
We should get 2.
Yeah. ASAP. That's what I'm saying, yeah. He's going to do his research. Let that go on, yeah. So therefore, because how does it work? So well, Lavush writes it works and he didn't neder. So we know there's halacha about taras nedarim. So therefore, you can undo something. But to see you would have thought, according to Taz, would be more against it because he's saying it's vayel mamish. I mean, but by the way, he says it. So clearly, his shita does. Another example, another case kind of like in the tziv in the meishiv davar. Again, a woman was makabel yontiv early, and then she heard some bad news. Someone called her up and said one of her relatives passed away, and they did the kfur already, and now, you know, she's an avol. So the shaila is, so we know the lach is, if you start shiva before yantiv, so then yantiv knocks off the whole shiva. But if you don't start before yantiv, you have to start shiva after yantiv. So she was makabel yantiv, but it was still an hour before it got dark out, so the shaila was, is she allowed to sit shiva now? Or, you know, it's a two-way. So, it's still at the whole mahalach, but the bottom line, he says, yes, that a woman could, she could go ahead and sit shiva. But, you know, again, but this is dependent on this issue. You know, if you was, again, maybe it's like the Taj, you could say it's an acceptance betos. If she would have known she was in an ugl, you know, however you want to learn it. But when the Siv comes out that
she does that.
Right, that she can sit shiva and then be, and
she can.
In other words, right, so in other words, the question is, she chayiv, you mean?
Right,
the pasha that she's chayiv to, meaning, in other words, that it was that he comes
that
out.
Shabbos already shows. In other words, Yantav was already.
Right, but he's assuming that you still could undo it, I think you're right. And therefore, she could, well, I mean, she could sit shiva and then sit shiva for the hour or the, you know, 15 minutes.
Undo the shiva?
No,
undo the
Tosefta Yantav.
Oh, that's what you mean.
That's what I'm saying by undoing.
I don't mean that she has to sit shiva afterwards.
No,
so undo
no I'm saying she sits, she can
now.
Do shiva. I think the woman did it, so the question was, he says that was good, she could sit the shiva, and therefore she's maskiya the aveilus. There is no aveilus after the Yantav.
Is that a good thing?
I'm not saying it's not a good or a bad thing, but that's just what.